Back with you this weekend at YSR and Super Bowl 48. It is still a very hot topic, and we're looking so forward to our next conversation. As each and every week, defensive standout at the University of Nebraska, he was a three-time national champion and former Carolina Panther, is joining us to provide his insight, his perspective. And Jason Peter, how about Super Bowl 48? Because it started out bad for Denver, and the Seahawks, they just never took their foot off the gas. They set the tone, held the Broncos to that season-low 8 points, and what tied for the third largest win in Super Bowl history. Did you see this coming?
And it never even dropped below 20 degrees. Huh? I mean, all the hype with
all
the
that
weather.
Wasted commentary, I know.
Yeah. Well, as far as what happened on the field, you know, it's hard to say, I guess, you feel for Peyton Manning because here's the guy who has it all, at least from the outside, looking in, at least from a football perspective. And, you know, five MVPs, Super Bowl ring. But, man, I'll tell you, it just got out of hand really, really quick. I mean, everything that could go wrong for Denver went wrong, you know, from their first play of offense.
They never recovered.
They just never recovered, and then, you know, with a team like Seattle, I mean, you got to, you know, tip your cap to them, I mean, because they're a heck of a football team, and what Pete Carroll's done in a short amount of time, in just 4 years, is pretty remarkable, I think. You know, back in, what was it, 07, I think they had the other appearance in the Super Bowl, and other than that, you know, franchise for the most part has been a losing franchise. We're not considered at least one of the premier franchises in the NFL. But, you know, they've made a commitment to winning, and Paul Allen and everybody else associated with the Seahawks organization. And I mean, they're a good football team, and they capitalized. I mean, I thought the turnover margin would be huge, obviously, in this game. It's something that Pete Carroll's teams usually are pretty good at, is tackling the football and creating turnovers. And in a game of that magnitude against a team of that caliber, you can't make those mistakes, even with Peyton Manning. And you know, I think myself, along with a lot of other people who were watching the game, even when it was, you know, 20-0 or somewhere in that ballpark, I was still feeling, all right, well, they got Peyton. You know, they've made comebacks like this before. This will be no different. At least it will be a game, is what I was thinking. You know, at least they're going to put a couple touchdowns up on the scoreboard and make it a 1-2 score kind of game. And it just never happened. I mean, everything, you know, it wasn't just interceptions. It was interceptions for touchdowns and, you know, the safety. And it's just, it was just a nightmare for the Broncos that night.
Glad you're with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. It is our weekly Under the Helmet segment with Jason Peter. And JP, you have been a part of great defenses on the college level. Where do you think Seattle's defense ranks all time in your mind?
Well, I mean, I think whether you're talking about, you know, groups, defense, offense, players, everybody wants to label teams, you know, the best ever or this or that. And I think it's hard to say that one team, one group, one player is, you know, the best over, you know, a group of others. I think they're in that elite category, you know, that when you look back at the history of defense played in the NFL, I mean, they're good. And, you know, you could put them out or put them in the conversation with anybody. You know, Chicago and all those great defenses that they've had, and the Ravens with the defenses that they've had. Certainly, this Seattle team is worthy of being mentioned in that conversation. So I think that in its own right is kind of where you'd want to be, just because I think it's hard to say that, you know, the 2013 Seahawks were better on defense than the 85 Bears. You know, it's just you're playing different styles of football. You're playing against a different type of player, different offenses. But when you look at that game that they played, I don't think there's anything that you could say where you could say they don't deserve. That's the biggest game of the sporting world. I just don't think there's anything bigger. And usually that sometimes is a time when players feel the pressure, and maybe they don't perform as good as they have in the games leading up to, just because they're so worried, so concerned about making a mistake, and they don't want to be the guy that ultimately loses a game or causes a touchdown. So maybe they play a little backed off, and they had none of that. I mean, they were up there, pressing guys. They were being physical with receivers. They were getting after the quarterback. They were, jumping the snap count, and they really were able to just dictate what Denver was able to do on defense and
right.
On offense. And as a defense, that is your ultimate goal, is to get that offense in a position where you know what they're going to do. So, all the cards lied in favor of the Seahawks, and they got them into a point where they knew that they were one dimensional. The running game was kind of irrelevant at that point, and they were able to get after Peyton Manning like no other defense had all year.
Well, Jason, Seattle's defense was so strong. I mean, Denver managed only 27 yards rushing. Seattle's defensive player, linebacker Malcolm Smith, named the game's MVP. I got to ask you, do you believe he was the right choice?
Yeah, I think, I'm glad that they went with a defensive guy. Usually that goes to an offensive player. But did any one player, I think, on that defense stand out? No, and I think that's the true sign of a great defense, is that there isn't just one player out there who's cleaning up everything and making the plays. It's like they're all fighting just to make a play. I mean, you think back, at least for myself, when I think back to those Nebraska defenses that were so great, the 95 team, that's arguably, the best team or is in that conversation of being the greatest college football team. I mean, I remember, thinking every time when you'd line up on third down, it was like, man, it's not the guy in front of me that I'm worrying about getting by. It's the guys that are lined up next to me,
yeah,
who I got to get there before they do. And I mean, it's that kind of, friendly competitiveness, the thing that makes guys become great.
Jay, stick with us. We got to take a quick commercial break. We're up against the clock. We'll be right back with much more of Jason Peter at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter at @eRadioSports, and check out Jason's @JasonPeter. We will be right back.